inch by inch, row by row.
A life and death struggle between the forces of good and evil is the subject of this week's edition of Garden Talk, according to Master Gardener Ed Byerski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So if we want to take that hyperbole one step further, what's the chief villain? What's the leader of the dark side here in this week's edition?
Oh, well, there's a couple of them. I would say the slugs and the cabbage root maggots are out there to sample and or damage our precious plants that are so important for our lives to continue.
So what are the ones that we have to be planning, that we need to be planning right now, that we have to be to guard against the cabbage root maggot?
Well, we cabbage plant, cabbage broccoli family includes radishes, turnips, and rutabagas, though kale is not much affected by either slugs. Well, some by slugs, not much by root maggots, luckily. But the slugs are active already. So that's a matter of, and for both of these, cleaning up our beds before we plant, or hopefully cleaned them up last fall, because they overwinter in the beds and are waiting for us to plant some more of them. So having the remay or horticultural fabric ready to cover the plants when we plant them, or even when we seed the turnips and radishes, is really important, because the little flies will emerge this spring, once they get enough heat units, once the soil warms up enough, and they will go looking for their tasty prey. So we need to be ready for them and prevent them from finding them.
How long do you keep that fabric on top of them, though?
I will usually, because we stuff comes usually in about a 6 foot wide strips of cloth, and so over a, if we're planting, say, a 3 to 4 foot wide bed, we loosely put this the fabric over the plants after we planted them, hold it down with rocks or boards or even buried in the soil around the edges, and I normally leave it on except to check and pull a few weeds until the plants are so large they're actually lifting this fabric up and off, I mean up the edges. So that may be until mid to late June or so, because these little critters can even have a second life cycle they may go through and to infest later. But once the plants get big enough, they have a good big root system, so they aren't damaged much.
Won't the fabric, though, kind of inhibit the passage of sunlight or put some sort of physical pressure on the seedlings, though?
Really not. This fabric is such lightweight material that even something as lightweight, I use it on carrots and lettuce, too. So they, as they grow up, they lift this fabric themselves. Rainfall can go through it, and light goes through it, and the other advantage this fabric has is that it also holds a few degrees of heat. So we don't want to be just putting clear plastic over them unless it's held up by hoops. But this fabric is lightweight enough. It breathes, oxygen, rain, and sun gets through there. And it's even a benefit in the early, the early first week or two of growth, when these plants are just lightly shaded and protected even from the drying winds and rain. So you do have to hold it down, though, because it is so lightweight that wind could potentially blow it off if it's not held in place.
Do you have to take any further precautions after you take the fabric off?
Usually not. Usually by the time that it comes off, I mean, again, like mid to late June, these are big. Normally my plants at least are a foot to a foot and a half tall. They may be getting close to ready to eat. At least the broccoli can be fairly, depending on varieties that you have. So the tough part is when we do, like I said, lift it up and get in there to do some weeding and stuff, they think, oh, man, those little buggers will get in there quickly. You know, it's an unguarded moment, and here they come. With slugs, of course, we usually talk a lot about slugs, and having some slug bait around the edges or on the outside of our boxes or gardening beds. Again, we want to lure the slugs away from these plants because they will grow up inside. I mean, inside a cabbage, you know, you're slicing up a nice cabbage later in the season, and here you've got slugs inside there, which is less than aesthetically appealing.
Okay, and we just have a few seconds left, but we should probably start planting potatoes now?
Oh, it is time at least to get your potatoes, get them sprouting some. I've got about 400 pounds at my house here. And getting ready, I did plant some on Easter Sunday, but soil's been cold, and they really have not peaked up yet. So, again, having that soil warming with clear plastic over the beds really does help, and we can talk about planting potatoes next week.
Okay. Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.